We've done a lot of good things down at Tigerland over the last few years, Greg, but how could we have someone like Alex Rance being an unrestricted free agent and not in the top nine earners at the club? How could that happen?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning,
not in
everybody.
The top 25%.
Well, that happens. I mean, I think...
It shouldn't happen, though.
Well, it does happen. If you're contracted over a period and you improve out of sight during that period and you obviously want to be paid more money at the end of it and you deserve it, that's what happens.
You jump in and recontract, don't you?
Well, in theory, yes. I mean, but you don't know that... Tom Petrullo, Rance's manager, said earlier that broke the story in The Australian that he delayed his contract till the end of the year. But, I mean, Richmond may well have been led to think that everything was okay towards the end of last year when you would have liked to have done it. But, gee, there's a bit of panic in your voice today.
I mean, worried about Alex Rance.
I mean, I actually don't...
Brisbane are keen for Alex Rance, according to reports.
But Brisbane's keen for everybody.
Today. Well, I can understand going for Alex Rance. If he's not in the top nine earners at the Richmond Football Club... You can understand why he'd be, they'd be looked at by other clubs.
Well,
you don't have to
of
beat
course.
Much.
I mean, Fremantle, Richmond, Brisbane, there'll be a lot of clubs that would be interested in Rance. But what's the panic today? I mean, just because David King's written story.
He's unrestricted. He's unrestricted.
Well, we know that.
He's not in the top nine
we
earners
know
at
that.
The club.
We know that.
Brisbane's putting up their hand for him.
Well, you've not. I imagine every club would. So, I mean, I don't see anything different unless you can actually tell me that he's staying or going. I don't know why you're panicking. I personally don't
because,
think...
Because, Greg, if you haven't got the signature, it means, Greg, that you haven't got
the
player.
But where's the story? What's different than last week or even 2 months ago? What's different?
Still can't sign him, Greg. Still can't sign
but
him.
But he won't sign him because he's deferred his talks till the end of the year.
Why do you do that, Greg?
Well, because you obviously want to weigh up your options.
Is that because you felt that maybe you weren't treated with respect when you should have been one of the highest paid players
so
at the club?
You
Am
know
I
that.
Asking you that? I'm asking you that.
Well, that could be the case. I'm not sure it's the case here. He's a little bit different, Rance, than...
He'll be right. He won't go. That's Alex Rance. He'll be fine. Just put him over there. We'll work on these other guys over here. All of a sudden, Alex Rance says, you know what? I'm not in the top nine earners at the footy club.
Yeah, but we've known that.
That's
nothing different there. And he will get his proper recompense from now on.
Will he?
Yes, he will, whether it's at Richmond or elsewhere.
Elsewhere. But if you're barrack for Richmond, Greg, you don't want it to be elsewhere. You don't want to be in this situation where the Tigers are hoping to play finals over the next 3 or 4 years and the cornerstone of playing finals for the Tigers is that bloke Alex Rance.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He's an unrestricted free agent because you haven't got him in the top nine earning players at the club.
But I don't know why you're in a fiery...
Because I'm worried about him.
Okay. Well, you must know something more than me
there. I think supporters would be worried too.
Look, there's little loyalty these days. And I can take the case of...
Greg, don't bank on the loyalty factor.
No. I'm not talking about in the Rance case, but there's little loyalty everywhere. And I think what free agency does, and here's the exact beautiful case that I've written about in The Australian today of young Matthew Suckling, looking at his
$500,000, you're saying.
Deferred options. Well, there's been one club that are prepared to give him 4 years. He's 26 years of age. And up to $500,000 a year. Now, I would say that he's probably on half that now. I don't know. I know that Hawthorn won't match that offer, and I don't even think they'll match it lengthwise. But he's a bloke that can play maybe the last 4 or 5 years of his career on good money. And Hawthorn will have been very, very good to him because he was a slow starter. He's had a knee reconstruction. Mm-hmm. And, he plays a role that maybe suits Hawthorn, and I'm not so sure that he could carry another club in that role. But... The loyalty thing, if he went, I wouldn't be surprised because I think that he'll get a great opportunity to earn a lot more money elsewhere.
Well, I'd like to ask the fans, how highly do you rate Matt Suckling? Would you like him at your club for about $500,000? You can pick him up. Jeremy Howe is the other one that they're talking about today. He could be offered as much as $650,000. Jeremy Howe? I want to know the fans. How much do they rate Jeremy Howe? Is he worth $650,000 to your club?
Well, he's not a free agent, so that's a different story. That's they've still got to get a trade for him if that's the case, and they're harder to do than someone like Rance.
Is he worth $650,000? It looks like he must be to someone.
Well, it is. It's to someone. Now, is he worth $650,000 to Brisbane, who don't have anyone in their forward line higher than 5'10"? Maybe. But it's interesting. You talk about loyalty. I mean, we don't know what Dangerfield, of the free agents, we don't know what Dangerfield's doing. Tommy Hawkins hasn't put his signature on the dotted line yet. Leuenberg out. There's going to be action at the end of the year. Don't worry about that. From Brisbane, elsewhere. Cruiser wants to talk. Doesn't want to talk contracts until he actually starts playing again. Tommy Bell Chambers the same. Scott Selwood the same. So last year our biggest, highest profile free agent was James Frawley. I think we're going to have a bit of bit more action at the end of the year this time.
And that's why I'm concerned about Alex Rance, Greg.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't know why you all of a sudden, he's played three good games. He played good games last year. Why are you in a panic today? Because there's a story in the Herald Sun that doesn't take it any further than what we knew yesterday.
Because I think most people would be surprised that he's not in the top nine earners at the Richmond Football Club, but for starters.
No,
I think that would surprise people.
Well, what do you think he's an unrestricted free agent for? Because that fits into the category. He's not in the top 25% of earners there. So, I mean, that's no... When we were surprised earlier this year when he was put in that category, but that's the way it operates sometimes. You'd be surprised how little players... players that are either slow developers or jump out of the ground form-wise, you can go from an average player to an absolute almost champion in 3 years, and he's now developed into the best defender in the comp.
Well, tonight we've got Richmond taking on Melbourne tonight, and Tom McDonald has been absolutely fantastic this year. I don't think anyone's actually kicked a goal on Rance this year so far. Don't think Lockie Henson kicked a goal. Tom Boyd did not kick a goal last week. No goals against Alex Rance last week as well. So not only is he an attacking defender, Greg, he starves opportunities for forwards as well. But Tom McDonald, that young boy, hopefully Melbourne's got him all stitched up, because he is an absolute
good
gun.
He was fantastic
last week against Tex Walker. Now, Walker in the end kicked three goals, but he only had four kicks for the game. This kid was fantastic against him last week. Let's take a couple of calls. John's from Altona Meadows. G'day, Johnny.
Morning, KB and Greg.
G'day, John.
I'd like to talk about the Rance situation. We all remember his father signed with Hawthorn back in the 80s, and then subsequently he was signed with the Footscray Football Club. But the reason why I'm talking about this now, I think there's a very good chance that Rance could end up at Hawthorn at the end of the season if he's chasing the premiership, because he's not going to get one at Richmond at all.
At Hawthorn?
Yeah, he'll
No. I'll allay your fears there, John. There's no hope in the world, because Hawthorn at the moment are really pretty tight. They can't even afford to match an offer anywhere near some of the offers that they're aware of from other clubs for Suckling, let alone go and pay 6-7. I mean, Frawley took them right up to the bow, so I don't think that Rance will be going to Hawthorn. Forget about that. Forget about any high-profile player going to Hawthorn this year until, obviously, their Hodges and Mitchells, etc., fall out of the system.
Okay, a quick break. We'll come back with your calls. Your weekend predictions as well, because it's a cracking weekend of games.
Ripper.
Very, very hard to actually pick winners this weekend. You could get nine right, or you might even get nine wrong, because so many evenly matched sides. But give us your weekend predictions. What are you looking forward to the most? 9-4-2-9-11-6. 22 past nine, and Greg Venom Denham has joined us looking at your weekend predictions as well. What's on your mind in sport? You can always set the sporting agenda. It's always your forum to fire up. Trout is in Woodend, wants to talk about Alex Rance. G'day, Trout.
Hello, boys.
Are you surprised, Trout?
No, I feel Rance will stay.
You hope he stays.
He's got some very good mates at Punt Road.
Yeah, so did Buddy Franklin at Hawthorn.
Yeah, I'll be careful what I'm going to say, because I will say this, though. He's a very strong family man. He's very loyal to his mates. Mm-hmm. And outside football...
So's Buddy.
He doesn't breathe and live football. When he's at Punt Road, it's all about work, and that's his job. But outside... He's not one of those people that live and breathe football.
Okay. Well, can he live that lifestyle at Brisbane or Frio?
No, I think he'll stay.
You hope he's going to stay. What makes you think he's going to stay, Trout?
No, well, I do believe he's going to stay. I think he's very happy.
What are you basing it on?
Well, I can't go into too much things, but I believe he'll stay.
Gut feeling from Trout. In fact, he wants him to stay. I can understand that.
Well, I mean, at least one thing I will tell you, that, and I've said from day one this year, that the management of the player has been confident all along, unless something's changed in the last 2 weeks, that he will stay.
But they always say that, Greg.
Oh, they do not.
Shane is in Williamstown. G'day, Shane.
Yeah, g'day, gents. Look, I think it's a valuable lesson for all coaches and football clubs out there that that you know you've got to give players time to evolve and grow. I think the reason that everybody's overlooking with Rance is the fact that 3 years ago he was getting monstered by guys like Cloke, where they were kicking bags on him, and that's why he'd been the pay bracket that he is now. But he's offered significant improvement. So and now he'll get paid what he's due, and Richmond I believe will meet that, and I think he'll stay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's confidence that he's going to be staying at the Tigerland. Just on that, who took time to grow and came good, came very, very good, because that's what Shane is suggesting. Alex Rance took time to grow, got monstered early in his career, and now he's become good, and he's become very, very good. In fact, he's become an absolute star defender. So who took time to grow and came good?
Well, on the back of that question, who took time to grow, I saw Cam Peterson last year play for Melbourne. I didn't think he had it in him. He was absolutely fantastic, but hasn't been the same since Merritt from Brisbane absolutely clean bowled him, split his face in half, didn't get time, but he hasn't been the same. I see he's an emergency tonight against the Tigers. If anyone can say what's happened is he completely lost form. He was the most improved player in the first, 12, 14 rounds last year.
Well, he must be playing some good football if he's an emergency tonight.
Yeah, but
getting close to selection.
Poor bugger just hasn't come good since he's got whacked.
Matt's on the road. G'day, Matt. Got a prediction?
Good morning, Greg and KB.
G'day, mate.
KB, that's the highlight of my week. Someone trying to talk sense to Trout. But anyhow, my prediction for the weekend is I reckon the Saints are actually going to go really, really well against Carlton tomorrow.
I'm tipping the Saints.
And what gives you that confidence, Matt?
I think both midfields are equally as bad as each other. Carlton really haven't got a forward line, and I think if the Saints can win it on the inside, which they've been pretty good at all year, haven't really been monstered apart from last week with Swan and Pendlebury, but Carlton haven't got anyone even remotely close to them, then I think it becomes a game of speed on the outside, and I think the Saints have actually got the speed on the outside.
Okay, so the Saints, very, very strong feeling. Weekend prediction is, Matt, that Saints will win the points over Carlton. I've actually gone for Carlton. I thought last week their effort against the Bombers last week was a very, very good effort.
Yeah, no, it was.
We rate Essendon highly, but they hung in there.
Few injuries.
Looked like at different stages, your margin tonight? They may have been blown away.
What's your margin tonight, Tigers?
About 4 goals, I would say.
Is that all?
Well,
okay.
I was, look, I'm a little bit worried about Melbourne. I saw them last week, and they were very, very competitive against Adelaide. And they started well, kicked the first 3 goals. Different stages there looked like Adelaide was going to bury them, and they kept fighting back. They made some silly mistakes. Scarlett missed some easy goals. You know, I'm a bit worried about Melbourne. They beat the Tigers last year as well. Pete is in Arden Street. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Look, as a North Melbourne supporter, I speak on behalf of all North Melbourne supporters saying how excited we are about this weekend. We get to play Geelong in a late afternoon game on a Sunday down at Geelong, where you can only fit about 500 visiting supporters in, and there's no free-to-air coverage of the game either. So
hey,
we're really excited about this
Don't weekend. Talk to me about North Melbourne supporters. You can't get more than 22,000 to a home game against Port Adelaide last week. What's going on?
It's an interstate game, for crying out loud.
It's a game of the round, Pete. And, you know, how many members at North now? I think there's nearly 40,000, isn't there? So 20, you know, I mean, don't say an interstate club. You're playing a really good club and a club that you needed to beat to be a top four club.
I can't defend the indefensible. You're right there.
Yeah. And you know what? One good thing, you'll be the second club in a row, and I don't know when the last time this happened, to beat Geelong at Geelong this weekend.
Well,
Geelong's got no one left, Kevin. No one left. They're all out injured. We don't know if Hawkins is going to play.
Second in a row?
Well, they'll beat them. Fremantle knocked them over the other day.
They beat Gold Coast there, didn't they?
Two losses in 3 weeks.
37,770 members for North Melbourne.
Well, get stuck going to the footy, boys, girls,
okay.
Kids.
Greg's having a crack at North Melbourne fans. Don't turn up. So there'll only be about 1,000 can get into the game down at Geelong. As you know, they'll be over there and they'll put him in that little pocket over there somewhere. We're told out of the 37,000 members for North Melbourne, only 8,000 members actually turned up at Etihad Stadium for North Melbourne last week.
Mm.
Gary's from Roxburgh Park. G'day, Gary.
G'day, Kevin and Greg.
Gaz.
Yeah, just two quick things. Look, I wouldn't worry about Alex Rant's contract. It was front-loaded, so don't worry about him being 9th, 10th, 11th. That's irrelevant. You know, if his manager's playing games to get him a better deal, they all do it. Don't worry about it. And thing I'm worried about on the weekend, being a Tiger boy, when we meant to win or when we start to look good, they put brakes on. I'm worried about Melbourne, especially with Barassi performing magic before the game.
Well, tonight's a big night, of course, and Richmond's hoping that this game against Melbourne will be a forerunner of all games in the future, that on Anzac Eve. They're going to bring in, you know, from the eternal flame, the light's got to come in, I think, on horseback. They're going to bring the flame in, and then Ron Brassey's going to light the cauldron, I think, in just about darkness, I think, of the MCG. So, you know, it would be, you know, a terrific place to be tonight. So if you can get to the MCG tonight, you know, be there for this special occasion.
Are you confident that there'll be a 50,000 crowd?
Because well,
that is the base mark now if this game's to be extended into the future.
Well, Richmond's got a large supporter base and they do go to games. And I think Melbourne, you know, supporters will be looking forward to a Friday night game. And also, as just been mentioned by Gary, I mean, Ron Barassi is going to be there lighting the flame. It is Anzac Eve as well, so I think that they will get 50,000, and if they do get 50,000, that'd be a very, very strong message to at least the AFL, saying that, you know, playing on Anzac Eve, the fans want to show their respect as well as Anzac Day. We'll take a break. 9429 16. Don't forget, Greg's always brought you by the Spread Eagle Hotel, 372 Bridge Road in Richmond, on the corner of Coppin Street. Open for lunch on Anzac Day, so book a table before heading to the G tomorrow, or stay and watch all the games in comfort on the four big screens. For lunch or dinner on Anzac Day, the Spread Eagle Hotel is obviously the place to be. Their famous number, got great Richmond hospitality, 9428 6895. 25 to 10 coming up, Friday Sports Chat with Neil Barham, DC Dave Colbert. Richo off to the races with Value Dave Loudon, of course, with Sport in the Media. Scotty Lucas will join us to finish off the afternoon. Footy Focus, tonight's game, and he'll have the final word. Greg Venom Denham has joined us. We're taking your calls. Greg, just before we go back to callers, this is some of the SMSs coming through. I'll give you a snapshot. I have it on outstanding authority, says Stephen Brunswick, that Alex Ranch will be at Carlton next year on a massive 7-year deal and will be appointed captain.
You can't use that. That's Patrick's own device.
Says Paul, when Anzac Day falls on a Wednesday, Richmond and Melbourne will play on a Tuesday night with a question mark. That's the idea, Paul. That's what Richmond wants. That's what Melbourne wants. They want to play on the eve, of course, Anzac Eve, irrespective of when it falls. Rance Dangerfield to the Hawks next season. Could be a 10-peat on the cards. Thanks for free agency, says
no
Nathan.
No hope.
Paul says 60,000 fans will turn up tonight. He's heading off to the G tonight with 15 mates for starters.
Good.
And this is a good question. I'd like to ask Melbourne fans this. Tiger supporter sent through. He said, how can Jack Grimes be an emergency and not be playing senior football? He was captain last year. Massive fall from grace, says it Jack is from Greenvale.
It just goes to show that he should have never been captain in the first place.
Well, I'd like to hear from Melbourne fans, because I reckon when he was captain, Melbourne fans thought that he and Nathan Jones were the two real goers for the Melbourne Football Club.
Yep.
So what's happened to Grimes? What's happened to Jack Grimes? Give us your thoughts, 9429 1116, if you're bagged for the D's. Gary's in Airport West. G'day, Gary.
G'day, KB. How are you?
Good, Gaz. You got Alex Rance on your topics?
Yeah, I do believe that the reason why Alex Rance hasn't put the pen to paper is because he's waiting on probably what Richmond's performance is during this year. If Richmond continue just to hover down the 8th, 9th place, which they're off to a bad start with that, I do believe that that's probably made up his mind. And also, does he have a pilot's licence?
Well, yes, I've been told he has a pilot's license.
Well, you might fly the coop, is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to become a crop duster, is he?
Maybe you get enjoyment out of that, I don't know. But I do believe that that probably is what's going to happen with Alex Rance. If Richmond don't be a consistent team to stay in the top eight, I do think that Richmond will make up his mind for him.
Well, he might buy Tiger Airlines and fly the planes himself.
Oh, dear.
Alex Rance. But no, I don't know whether he's got a pilot's license. But
gee whiz,
the other day there were some SMSs suggesting he's got some sort of pilot's license.
If every player at Richmond based their future on what Gaz said that Rance was, it wouldn't have anyone there.
Les is in Geelong. G'day, Les.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Les.
slightly different subject. I've just bring it up. I'd just like to congratulate. I'll preface this by saying I'm a Geelong supporter, but I'd like to congratulate the club for the way they've handled the Tom Hawkins situation.
Mm. Yep. Great sadness.
They got a crucial game this Sunday.
Yep.
Chris Scott has come out and said, "You take your time. If you feel you can play, well, then you're welcome. If you don't, well,
yeah."
And I think every club would do the same thing. I know that, but it just shows you we get a lot of negatives about football, and but there's. Football clubs, I think, in this day and age, are a great place to work, and I think, you know, I'd love to see some more positives about things like that. You know,
they're very caring football clubs, Les, and you know, I think we find that with all football clubs during, you know, times of sadness that they can rally behind and give enormous support, and you know, to lose his mother last weekend, you know, would have been. You know, the ultimate in sadness, and, you know, you can understand the grieving of the family.
And it was obviously just a sensational win last week. It wasn't the injuries, but I believe, you know, most of the players went round to Tom's house in the morning before they settled up against Gold Coast. And really, it just goes to show what a good footy club they are.
And we saw the way St Kilda handled the situation with the passing of Nick Riewoldt's sister as well during that NAB challenge period. You're right, Les. Clubs are fantastic when it comes to, you know, supporting their player. Foss is in Boronia. G'day, Foss.
G'day, boys. This one's for you, Greg. You're right about North Melbourne and their members. Where are they? They sign up these three-game memberships. I'm sure it's their Cats, Dogs, Fish and Parrot.
Well, there's still memberships. All clubs do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It just really disappoints me. I'm not having a bar of that. They're interstate clubs now, because most of the interstate clubs are really, really strong. And I think, you know, it was just such a good game last week, and it was terrible to watch. I watched it on television, and to see all the empty spaces, it just...
The game was good to watch, but you thought the background was terrible to watch.
Oh, well, you don't like to see that. Yeah, absolutely. And North, I mean, they need, you know, to... At Etihad Stadium, you know that crowds under 50,000, you hardly make anything. I mean, both stadiums, MCG and Etihad, you don't make a lot of money under crowds of 50, but... Gee whiz.
They would have made a big loss then.
Well, I don't reckon they would have made a zack out of that. And, you know, they should be supported.
Adam's in Bendigo, wants to talk about the D's. G'day, Adam.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm waking up very excited today on a first Friday for many years. I'm making the trip up to Melbourne this evening. I just want to encourage, even though it's a Richmond home game, that all us Melbourne supporters get out there and really try and make it to the game, rain, hail or shine, to try and make a statement to the AFL that we've got a good support, and that we get some more Friday night games next year. Just in relation to Grimes, it's all about the reason why he's back in the reserves. He really lost the passion for football over the last year. With, you know, you can understand what he went through with his... you know, all the things that happened while he was captain. So the reason that he's back there is to actually start enjoying his football again. He's doing a really good job in the KC BFL team.
Yep.
So I think won't be too far away before he actually comes back. And when, you know, the idea, and this is the first time in many, many years, and I look at my passion, Melbourne, I follow all the, you know, the results of KC and everything, and this is the first time that we're actually batting deep and players are actually pushing. Like, we've got six really good, you know, six or seven good players down at Casey now that could be play tonight, but they're not playing.
Well, you spoke about Pedersen before.
Well, I was going to ask you, Adam.
Now Jack Grimes.
What's happened to Pedersen? I mean, most improved player, I thought, last year.
I agree with you. He was, I've rang up a few times because Cam Pedersen, I agree. And look, his kicking was really good. His tackling is intense.
Just dropped off the pace a bit, or he hasn't recovered from that whack from Merritt, or what?
No, I think it's more about just the, you know, he's spotting the team. He's a little bit, he's just that little bit older. So Sam Cross got the gig. He would have played tonight if it wasn't going to be wet. So I believe he's an emergency tonight. So I don't think he's that far off it. I think Dawes is really want to watch his back, because, you know, he's one player that really needs to lift. But, you know, there was a Melbourne supporter who rang up yesterday morning, I think, talking about their Dawes and McNamara, which is...
Jack Fitzpatrick.
More Fitzpatrick, yeah. But the thing is with Dawes is his role is more up the ground. It's that sort of presenting and running up half forward and trying to take those lead marks and kicking into the forward line rather than kicking 30, 40 goals a year. And that's why you've got your Garlett now pushing back. And he's, you know, if he could only kick straight. But, you know what I mean? So Dawes isn't that goal square player. He's really wanting leading up, but he's...
he's struggling a bit, so he, you know, he'd probably want to watch his form over the next couple of weeks, because I think Cam Peterson, he's really pushing for his spot. But I'm just really excited today to, you know, to be playing on a Friday night. I'm a passionate Melbourne supporter. I make the trip to Melbourne.
Well, good on you then, Adam. And obviously, there's a lot of people, SMS is saying they're going tonight, and Melbourne fans as well, because they were looking for 50,000 for this game. But just judging by your call and your passion to come down from Bendigo, others are saying they're taking 15 mates to the game. They might surprise tonight on the eve of Anzac Day that maybe they could get 60,000. Now, for Melbourne members, tonight's game versus Richmond is a replacement home game for members. You can use your membership card for free entry to the MCG tonight. So there's another reason to get along to the game, because it's a replacement game. I suppose that's for one of those games, Greg, that they play up north?
Alice Springs and
Alice
Darwin.
Alice Springs and Darwin?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
So don't forget, if you're a Melbourne fan, get along to with your membership card tonight and just free entry into the MCG. Greg, of course, is always brought to you by the Spread Eagle Hotel, 372 Bridge Road in Richmond on the corner of Cobbin Street. It's a very, very famous address. Don't forget, for lunch or dinner on Anzac Day, the Spread Eagle is the place to be. That's what we call real Richmond hospitality. Drop in or call the Spread Eagle Hotel on 94286895. If you can't get to the game, head to the Spread Eagle. They've got the four big screens. Welcome back. Also coming up, Friday Sports Chat with DC and Barmy, the hottest talk back hour in sport. And Jason Richardson, of course, off to the races. Dave Loudon, La Trobe University. Scotty Lucas, Friday Footy Focus, have the last word with Scotty Lucas. Jason has joined us from Werribee. Good day, Jason.
How you going, Kevin?
Good, thanks, Jase. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Look, I'm just ringing up about the Anzac Day Price jumpers.
Yes.
They all saying that, you know, Woolworths trying to make money off the Anzacs and cheapen their whole experience. I just think the jumpers are that good. They shouldn't have the sponsors on the front of the jumpers, because it sort of just cheapens it a bit, I feel.
The Anzac jumpers. Well,
I think you've got to have the sponsors, don't you? I mean, they pay for the show.
And probably paying for the jumpers as well. Look, a lot of those jumpers, are they going to be sold and then your money goes to the RSL? Do you know, Jason?
Yeah, I realise that. I just think it'd look a lot better if we didn't have the big logo on the front of the their sponsorship. You know what I mean? It'd look a lot better. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I'm not fussed.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if they auction those jumpers off and money goes to the RSL, I mean, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Can I just give a special... I'm really proud for this kid playing his third game for Essendon tomorrow in the big Anzac Day clash. Little Will Hams. Now, Kev, he had shocking injuries last year, played a couple of games in 2013, and he's back. Good on him. No, that's fantastic courage.
Didn't play at all last year, Greg.
Didn't play any footy at all last year. Was too hurt. So good on him to fight his way back in a team that's in form. Good on him.
Greg, looking at your selections, you're obviously tipping tonight. Who are you going for? Richmond?
Yeah, no. Richmond tonight, St Kilda tomorrow.
St Kilda.
Essendon to beat Collingwood, which I imagine you are as well.
Yes, I'm going for the Bombers.
What else?
Giants against Gold Coast.
Yeah, me too. I think the Giants, which I wouldn't have said last year. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Reece Palmer plays his 100th game too, the winner of the NAB Rising Star, really. And James Stewart, the young boy I've been telling you about, Greg, who I saw playing the last game last year, Craig Stewart's son, is in the side for the Giants, and they reckon he is an absolute gun. Now, I saw him kick 3 goals in that last game last year. He's had a few injuries this year, but... just watch out for that young boy, James Stewart. I'm tipping Hawthorn to beat Port.
Yeah, me too. Freo to beat Sydney.
Yes.
North to beat Geelong.
Yes, I am too.
West Coast just to beat Brisbane.
Yes.
And Adelaide, the best of good things against the Bulldogs.
Just following my tips, Greg, because I got 9 right last week.
Yeah,
you just want to jump on the bandwagon?
Mate, everyone got 9 last week.
I think I was the only person last week to get 9 right last week.
I turned it up, Kevin.
I think I was the only one.
See you next week.
Catch you, Greg. Have a great weekend. Coming up, Friday Sports Chat, DC